Hello, my name is Afida. Welcome to the Balance Professional Podcast. I'm excited to have you. The Balance Professional Podcast is a vibrant community of professionals who come together to share the secret of achieving balance in life. A little bit of background here. I created the Balance Professional Community because of you and I. As a mom of two wonderful humans, I also work a full-time job. I'm also an inspiring entrepreneur. I'm always struggling to maintain balance in all fronts of my life. So if you're like me, I urge you not to look any further than the Balance Professional Podcast. It's a vibrant community of professionals who come together to share the secret of achieving balance in life. I seek to empower you, my listener, to create a space for a meaningful conversation that led to positive change in our lives. I welcome professionals from all industry to connect and share strategies on how they maintain their sanity amidst the hustle and bustle of our daily life. Through weekly interviews, inspiring stories, and practical tips, I hope together we can create a more meaningful moment and bring balance back into our lives. So please, come as you are, so we can have an honest conversation about your challenges, offer quality advices, and learn from each other. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Let's get into the episode. Balance Professional Podcast. Today we have an exciting guest. We have Joy, who is going to talk to us about all her, you know, her journey through, you know, her transformational stories and her business, you know, stories, and how she's keeping balance. Tell us a little bit about what you do, Joy, so then the audience can kind of see what you have accomplished, all the beautiful things you have done so far. So what do you do?
Right. So my name is Joy Bassi-Seren. So I'm actually a copywriter and a social media specialist, also a COO of a growth company, a growth marketing company. Nice. All right. So I actually help entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants when it comes to their marketing and their social media to run ads, to create content for them that attract their ideal buyers. So that's what I do.
Nice. So, and I know when we were talking, you brought it down a little bit because I feel like you did more than that. Don't you do like more?
That's just a brief, should I say, statement of what I do.
Yes. Gotcha. Okay. Got it. Understand. What are the things? So you have your busy schedule. That seems like you have a lot on your plate every day. So what are the three things that motivate you throughout the day when you have this, you know, hands full of responsibility? What are the three things that motivate you throughout the day?
All right. So one of the things that motivate me throughout the day is the opportunities ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And when I do the things I need to do, I know that there are opportunities ahead of me when I do those things. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm scared that if I don't do these things, it's going to affect me in the future. So that actually motivates me. The fear actually motivates me to do the things I want to do in my business.
Right.
In my life. Yeah.
Okay. I actually like the fact that you said the fear motivates you to do the things that you wanted to do, because for not to be general, but I think for some, the fear of being successful, it actually prevent people to do the things they want to do. So how is it that you saw it this way? I want to kind of see how did you come to that? Like, the fear motivate you to do the things that you want to do? Is it more of like you able to have the, you know, control? You in control when you know you need to do things to move forward? How did you come to that?
All right. So if I get your question, how do I come to the fear?
Yeah, fear that if you don't do what you need to do, the fear of, you know, doing what you need to do to actually, you know, motivate you throughout the day. So how did you come? Yeah, how do you come to that?
All right. So I come from a place where we begin with struggles. Most of the thing we have, we actually struggle to get it, especially in my country. Yeah, and some opportunities. If you don't work smarter and harder than the average Nigerian, average person, you are not gonna get there. You are not gonna get the opportunities you deserve, right?
Yeah. So,
the fear of not actually getting those opportunities outside is actually what motivates me, right? Opportunities that the average Nigerians won't get. So the fear of not getting those things actually motivates me.
The fear of not getting the opportunities, the motivator. I love that. And this is one of the things why I do the Balanced Professional Podcast, because we all coming from different, you know, walk of life, right? But we all have, you know, ambitions, interests. But we all have different ways that we want to reach those. Some people are go-getters. Some people take their time. Some people are like, you know, trying to get there based on their, you know, like life experiences, a background, you know. It's just different. There's a different motivator behind everybody's success. So the fear of not having the opportunity is your motivation. I love that. That's great. that's a really good insight. So let me ask you, how do you spend your time then? Like, what are your priorities? Let's prioritize. So what are your days are like? How do you determine your priorities, Joey?
So for me, I have three priorities in my life, both business and personal life. Okay. So the first thing I prioritize is actually my relationship with God.
Okay.
All right. So I prioritize my business is what gives me the money. Yeah.
Right. That's meaning. We have a bill to pay. I get that.
It has a big role to play in my life, because I know that if without your business, the like-minded friends, I mean people that actually know what you're doing,
right,
won't actually know how to relate with you well.
Right.
So thinking about it again, I think my business should come before my the relationship with my family and friends.
Right.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think where you cannot go alone, together with your friends and family, or should I say friends, like-minded friends, you can actually get there. All right, you can actually go far. So that's what I believe in. That's why I prioritize those two, and they actually, like, you know, clashes together.
I love that. Where you can actually get to go together with like-minded friends, you will get there together.
Yeah.
Right? Nice. I love that. So then we wouldn't say that it serves its purpose, right? The family and friend prioritization and your business, they each one of those categories serve their purposes for you.
Yeah.
So it's not in the fact that one is taking over the other. It's just a matter of, like, you have to balance those out, because you need to, you know, you are pulling from each categories to serve their purposes.
Yeah.
I love that. So tell me a little bit more about how do you make time, like your first, you know, your first priority. How do you make time?
All right. So every week I tend to plan my week. Mm-hmm. So I organize my week, my schedule based on things that are important first, mm-hmm. before I go down to the less important things. And right. I actually schedule those things. So mm-hmm. So with that planning and scheduling of stuff, I've been able to put away time for the important event that I have mm-hmm. in my life. And also, right. when I have a very important event, I tend to keep 2 hours or 3 hours free mm-hmm. so that I can have time to actually prepare for it.
Right. So I call that a time blocking. Will that be a definition, time blocking, when you put some time away?
So.
Yeah. This year for me, since I'm sharing this podcast, and I've been talking to wonderful humans, and it's been such a eye-opener. Myself, one of the things that I prioritize this time is my time management, you know, because it's a lot. Like, there's just a lot of responsibilities that if we don't continuously improving, you know, our time management, it can, you know, it will consume us. And then that's when we get demotivated, and that's when we get unfocused. And it just, so it's nice that you talk about that you know, you block time just to kind of focus, stay planning, stay organized, to make sure you have the time for the most important things in your life. I love that.
Yeah.
So you said like at least 3 hours, you know, you said 3 hours for each thing. So what happened?
Close to 3 hours.
What happened? Are you always successful at that? Because you have to stay flexible. What happened if it doesn't go according to the plan? Then what?
So I reschedule it. If mm-hmm. I can't just make it, if it's not possible to mm-hmm. actually be available at that time.
Right.
The reason why I said 3 times is because mm-hmm. I don't know what events will happen then, but if something else clashes that right. I cannot avoid, mm-hmm. I can actually schedule the important event.
Gotcha. Okay. So you stay flexible, and that way when something actually happens, or if you can't attend the important event, you can still, what then, like, you can still make time for it at a later date or a later time, or do you push it to the next blocking time, or is it just kind of like, okay, I hear you. That's really wonderful. That's really good. And I want to make sure that I explain this, because how do you deal with stress? And the reason why I ask this is because I was born in West Africa myself, Togo.
Okay.
And a lot of the time, you know, I don't know how it is with you, but this is my own personal experience based on my own cultural background. It's hard to talk about stress. It's hard to talk about mental health. It's hard to talk about, these are things that in my family was never mentioned. It was never mentioned. So how do you deal with stress or a difficult situation that come up at work or in your personal life? How do you deal with that, Joy?
All right, I can actually relate to when you say in your family there's no talk about mental health, and it's actually mm-hmm. the same in my family, mm-hmm. though.
Right.
But I've come to deal with my stress. So whenever mm-hmm. I'm in a difficult situation, I tend to speak to somebody I trust. That's mm-hmm. why I actually keep lots of like-minded friends, mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. around me. So I tend mm-hmm. to speak to somebody I trust,
that
actually understand the struggles mm-hmm. and stress that I'm passing through. So mm-hmm. I allow them to talk, and mm-hmm. it actually calmed me down. Also, mm-hmm. if I don't have anybody to talk to, mm-hmm. I can go watch Netflix. Netflix.
Netflix. That's it. I just want to make sure I hear what you said. Gotcha. Netflix. Yes.
Yeah. Netflix. Yeah. I do that a lot. Anytime I'm depressed, anytime I feel stressed, anytime mm-hmm. things don't go as planned, I tend to go mm-hmm. watch Netflix, because it takes me out of that, thinking about that situation for that moment.
Right.
Yeah. So I actually watch Netflix, and after, if it's something like a painful situation,
right,
I cry and mm-hmm. I move on.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I do. Most times, the funny hack I use is mm-hmm. whenever I watch Netflix, I don't mm-hmm. know if the scene is emotional or not, I tend to cry mm-hmm. about watching Netflix.
Right.
So after that, right. I feel like some burden is actually lifted out of me, and I don't mm-hmm. feel stressed about the situation anymore. And I just
right.
move on.
I love that. Yeah. So then, because yes, you make time to stay with your feelings, because it's nice that you prioritize in how to deal with those, you know. I mean, we're human, we're emotionally connected to ourselves, and things happen, right? And I like that you make time to feel that whenever there's a situation happening, you feel that. And then you set those time also for, you know, a little bit of distress by watching Netflix, and which kind of take the moment, so, you know, to take the hurt, the heart away for a bit, you know, and that's good, because then you're aware, right? That's bringing your awareness to yourself and what you need for yourself to move forward. I think that's the goal. We always have to move forward. Right, but we will have to move forward. What was the last movie? What was the last thing you watched on Netflix? Because you know, there are quite a few things, and
surprisingly, I'm not actually a fan of Nigerian movie that much.
But, okay,
the last movie I watched was actually what was the name? No Good Deed, No Good Deed.
How was it?
It was quite interesting. It was about a man that mm-hmm. he's a narcissist, right?
Right.
So he saw his girlfriend talking to another man. So anytime mm-hmm. he sees that, he kills the person. He was like a murderer. So he went to prison and mm-hmm. after 5 days, mm-hmm. saw the girlfriend, another man, mm-hmm. went and killed the girlfriend.
Wow.
When after the person the girlfriend was cheating with was mm-hmm. actually a married man, mm-hmm. so he actually went to the woman's house. The woman was a woman with 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Went there and actually terrorized them,
mm-hmm.
but the woman killed him in the end. That was what was satisfying about the movie, though.
Wow. I don't know. Do you do this too? Like whenever I'm watching something so very well crafted, I always try to solve it in real life. Like, okay, if this is me.
Yeah. That's true. I actually do that.
You do that? That's awesome.
Yeah, I actually take my time. Even after watching the movie, I actually take uh-huh. my time and memorize the satisfying scene in the mm-hmm. movie.
Right.
Yeah, so I would have done this better.
Uh-huh. I love that. I always do that, and they always change the perspective. Like, okay, well, and it, you know, that's why they call it movie and this is real life, but you never know, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You never know. So you know, that's some fun time, and that's something you do in your spare time, I'm thinking. So then what are your top 3 tips for maintaining a healthy work-life balance? If someone were to ask you, Joy, like, okay, I'm struggling here to prioritize, what would you recommend? What are your top 3 tips that have worked for you for maintaining healthy work-life balance?
All right. First, I would say know what you want in life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know what you want, set your standard, your priorities, and your boundaries. Okay? This has actually helped me, because mm-hmm. when it comes to taking big decisions, mm-hmm. I realized that not everybody agrees
mm-hmm.
with your decision. But
right.
when it's this boundary of mm-hmm. what somebody has to contribute and what's not, what mm-hmm. the kind of way they should talk to you and the kind of way they should not, you actually balance your life when it comes to your mental health in particular, mm-hmm. because a lot of people can say toxic things to you that actually get you so devastated and so discouraged.
Right.
Because if you follow a lot of people who won't be doing the kind of things you are doing at the moment.
Right.
Even people who don't know you actually criticize you, especially on social media, right? Yeah, so you set your standard. This is what you can actually condone with, and this is what you cannot condone with. Okay, you set your priorities, and also you set a boundary within everybody. Make everybody know their boundaries. Because I am a coach, I coach people on copywriting, right? So my students actually know their boundaries. When I start teaching, I tell you the boundaries we have, okay?
Yeah.
So it has helped me maintain my life with less issue, less mental problem. And
yeah.
And make me have peace of mind, because peace of mind is actually important. So
right. I love you. I love the fact that I love you. I love you too, Joy. I love you.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you have that up front, setting your standards, and also creating your boundaries within everyone that comes or that you are coming in contact with. So that way you are allowing what you can condone and what you cannot condone for yourself. So what happened, because this is good, because then I don't know if you know who Les Brown is. You know who Les Brown is, like that motivational speaker?
I'm not a fan of lot of motivational speaker, but I actually know Les Brown.
And the truest me too. I'm very selective with what motivational speaker that I chose to consume. But Les Brown conversation, and I feel that, like, sometimes, and he said that if you don't set the tone for how people should treat you in life, people will treat you whatever, however they want. So this is really good, because this is why I'm always living with the fact that I am me, I am a fetal, I am this is it, nothing else. So I always, through college year, I always want to make sure wherever I go, I know people know what I am about, so people don't start adding their own one and two together and come up with this idea, the idealistic of what they think I am. So I am very happy that I'm honestly nice to hear that this is something it's all about the values we add to our life, setting standards and boundaries within everyone. So this is the tough part for you, because this is it could be, because then I don't think we want to come across where people people start messing with our boundaries and we have to have those type of conversation, right? But in reality, in perfect world, we don't want that. But in reality, there might be some time that you have to confront that. How do you go about it? Like, how do you just talk to the person, or how do you set the stage?
All right. Most times, majority of the times, when people tend to cross the boundary, I tend to ignore them, or I could maybe hear their part of the story. To either confront them about it, tell them where they get it wrong and where they don't get it wrong, and tell them maybe there's this issue that happened once with me and my brother. So he talked about it, I listened to him. He actually crossed his boundaries, saying a lot of things that he wasn't supposed to say to me. So after listening to him, I told him, I told him that I get this point. And I told him what he shouldn't repeat anymore.
Right.
My brother.
Right.
And when it comes to people I don't actually know, I tend to ignore them, except they are persistent. I say it out to their face, yo, don't do it anymore. Like,
got it.
I don't like it. So So that's how I actually deal with it. Because in reality, it will always happen. It could be as somebody who show themselves out there, like me. I post a lot online. I always have those people criticizing my posts, criticizing my picture or any of those things, or saying sexual harassment is there. In actual, I face most of that on social media. So I have been handling them, but majority of the time I actually block them. If I don't know you, I just block it. Peace of mind. Peace of mind. So So I actually block most of them, especially those that I don't know.
I'm with you on that. That's really wonderful, because you don't want to create any more of, you don't want to feed the mouth of people that will only take away from you. Like, you know, you don't want that. And you said the, you know, you kind of like want to be in control of that, being reactive to, not being reactive to what people are creating in their own head. So I love that. And and speaking of that, somebody got into someone got into my messenger and say, oh, hi, how are you doing? Good looking. And I was like, uh-oh. See, you know, delete, you know, rejected and restricted very quick. I don't even want to pay mind to that. I don't even want to pay attention to that, because it doesn't bring you anything. It doesn't really bring me anything. So I love your boundary behind, and what are the, you know, the steps that you take when it happens to when those boundaries are broken. So we are at the so we are almost at the end, toward the end here. And then when it comes to your outside of work, so you work, you know, you have a lot on your plate, like I said. I mean, it's very, you know, I love your ambitions. I love your success, and I love the fact that you're out there making a difference, you know, being a guidance to others. So what do you, how do you enjoy, you know, or enjoy the things outside of work? What do you enjoy outside of work? Except Netflix, of course. What else do you do outside of work?
All right. So I actually tend to sing outside of work. I enjoy singing. I do it without time frame. Okay, I don't have time for results. Actually, I'm a chorister, so I don't have time for results. But I do enjoy singing and writing fictional stories. I play, write some fictional stories, read some books that are maybe novels. Novels that are not really a business related. Then I sing. Majority of things I do outside of work is sing.
You can't stop working, can you? You're like, oh yeah, I sing, I write, business related, like. You can't. It's a habit, right? It's a second nature to you. that's wonderful. I mean, hey, that's why it is called, you know, balance. You know, you go where you're celebrated, you go where you bring, you know, whatever make you bring you joy. That's where you go. Hence your name, Joy. That's wonderful. And then the last thing I want to hear from you is, okay, tell, you know, someone that's like listening to this podcast, how can you help them? And I know, how can you help someone that's listening to this podcast? Where can they find you?
All right. So how I can help somebody, I actually know the kind of audience you have that actually listen to your podcast. If it's entrepreneurs like coaches or consultants and authors, right? My recent client is an author. So I actually help them take off some work plate from their business, right? Like creating content, you know, creating of content can be a hard nut to crack, where you don't know when to do it, how to do it, how to craft it. So one of the services I'm actually promoting is actually video, or should I say content marketing automation, where I actually help entrepreneurs to automate their content process. This includes social media management. If they don't actually have the time to post, I actually help them. We do the writing of the content. We have to do this. It's video. Most of our clients actually focus on video, short form videos. So we do the script. We do the strategy and the research. Then after the record the video, we edit the video and actually post for them if need be.
Okay.
So that's what we actually do. For them, if they have a podcast, like an in-house podcast, mm-hmm. where there's two people talking. We do the repurposing of those content where we take it to short form videos and actually post it across their social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. That's one of the offers I'm actually posting right now.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. And where can people find you? Are you what, you know, we have so many social media. outlet?
All right, so I'm actually focused on Facebook right now. So my name is Joy Basi Isemin on Facebook. You can find me when you spell Joy Basi Isemin. So I have a group for entrepreneurs now. Okay, a group. It's actually a new group. So I have a big vision for it. I have a big plan for the group. So I'm inviting all entrepreneurs to join the group.
That's right. And then yes, I did have your. I did see your invite. I did.
Yeah.
So I am. I did. Thank you for that invitation. But I have a thing where. It, whatever my mom always told me, whenever there's something that come or you come across your path, take at least 24 hours, no matter what it is, move forward. Yes.
Yeah, I'm, I know there are different kind of people on the world, but I'm more like an action taker though. There are some people that think, see and think. There are some people that want to see, get involved, want to do it. But me, I'm more like, see and get it. See and go to it.
See and get. And it's good. There's no wrong or right answer. At the end of the day, it gets you to plan B. That's all that matters. It gets you to where you need to be, and the people you need to have in your circle to be successful. So that's wonderful. Yeah. So thank you, Joy, for coming on. I so appreciate our conversation. I cannot wait to put this in the air. But I will be chatting with you pretty soon. I'm going to go ahead now and end the conversation today. All right?
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And again, we are at the end of this week's episode. Please accept my sincere gratitude for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope you find this episode encouraging, empowering, and educational that enables you to strive for personal growth, professional success, and overall remain motivated to live a balanced life. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.